You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Conrad Bergstrom is the founder of X-Shore, an electric boat company based in Sweden which makes sharp, fully modular pleasure craft which can be used for everything from fishing and diving to enjoying a day on the lake with friends. And because the boats are fully electric, the onboard experience is quieter and relaxed, just the sound of the water against the hull. X-Shore's 2021 model was unveiled last autumn and is already shipping to three continents. The company launched back in 2016, but in fact Conrad had been thinking about making electric boats since the 1990s. It took a while for the technology to get to a place where making electric boats was realistic, and Conrad was also pretty busy with a few other ventures. He had huge success with a distribution business importing a number of top clothing labels in skate, surf, and extreme sports. But the company went bust, and for a time, Conrad was even sleeping in his car. He'd go on to found Sound Industries, a massive global success, having licensed its line of headphones and speakers to Marshall. But more recently, it's been all about electric boats, trying to do for our lakes and waterways what Tesla has done for the roads. Here's Conrad now with the story of X-Shore.
X-Shore, we make 100% electric craft out of Sweden. We believe in an electric future, even on the sea. So before the revolution of electric, I mean, has been going for a long time when you look at like trains, and we do see that it's now coming in cars, and we have developed electric boats. Yes, I had the dream, but the dream was way too early. The technology wasn't there. The challenge has been that the water has a density of 784 times the air. So it's kind of driving a car uphill 45, 50 degrees constantly. So the tension on the electronics and the technology is very, very hard. So we have developed products that can be in this marine atmosphere, so to speak. So it's been a long time, or like 3 years, to develop a drivetrain that actually could do what our vision was, to have a boat that is going in 40 knots in top speed and are made to go in like 25 knots. I always been on the sea, and I love the sea, and I saw it change. So for me, it was important to get out there without noise and fumes and not disturb the wildlife that is living under the water, as well as doing a lot of pollution, which many boats do. So we developed a boat that is for pleasure, but we actually having a lot of interest from different governments, as well as like working boats, you know, like taxis and other transportations, because there is a lot of water that is not crowded compared to the road. So with our boat, it costs around 10% to drive. So it opens up a lot of new possibilities. I trademarked the brand already in 1996. I had to redo it in 2016. I saw basically the Tesla and was amazed over the drivetrain there, how powerful it was and how far it could go. And then we started again our project with the X-Shore. And we built our first prototype in 2016. The first thing to come out on the sea without the fumes and the noise, with that experience, like becoming one with nature, that was just a wow effect. And it made me go back home and see like, well, this is not only a good idea on paper, this is just something that we need to develop and do. And I started to invest quite some money myself in the project to get it going. And now we are at the phase where we are starting to showcase our new boat that we're just now getting ready for the more like commercial year, before it's been more of a prototype phase. When you're going like 3 to 5 knots, you only hear the water and it's kind of a whispering. But when you're going up in speeds around 20 and 30 or even 40 knots, which is up to like 70, 80 kilometers, the noise of water that breaks against the hull is actually pretty noisy. But that is more like a waterfall noise. You don't have this from the combustion engine and all the vibrations and everything from that part of a combustion engine. That goes away because the boat is an open area. So it's really hard to take these things out. But I guess, you know, when you've been on a speedboat, that you have to slow down to talk to each other. And that is not how it should be. You know, with our boat, you can go blasting, but at the same time, you can talk to each other without screaming, even if the water noise is still very loud. It's a matter of life or death, I would say. I don't believe that any company in the future cannot be sustainable because all the buying power is from the people and they will, you know, if you're not selling, you will not survive. So all companies have to change to this. And it's so obvious that we as humans been really stupid and, you know, living over Mother Earth capacity. So we all need to kind of help each other to help Mother Earth. I'm really happy to see everything that is happening now in that sense. And it's just been a bit confusing that it didn't happen before. I've never been scared. I always, like, when I throw the dice, I go all in. And I think that you need to have that kind of mentality to succeed with, wouldn't call it maybe crazy projects, but projects that haven't been done before and you have big ambitions. Then you sometimes have to be blind and stupid to run. And when you kind of falling from a hill, it feels sometimes. Now I'm a bit older. I've been better at seeing trends and things that needs to be done in a different way. And I have been able to time it better. Before I could be very early. And when you're early, you know that you might be right, but you have the wrong timing, then you won't succeed. So the more I have trained, so to say, with entrepreneurship, the better I have been becoming in what I do. And I think that there is no question about that electric boats is going to happen. And this time I had some money that I could invest to get the prototypes and actually showcase that this is working and this is an amazing experience. And at the same time, we are making something good for the world when it comes to sustainable living. I started very many successful companies. Sometimes they've been more local and sometimes they've been international, but with Sound Industries, we created the trend of fashion headphones and we sold 20 million products in 130 countries over the 10 years I was there. Of course, that was amazing, but it was all about not inventing the wheel, but, you know, look at the wheel and see what could be changed and what could we do better. And we knew that people were more into fashion and not only audio. So we saw the big technology shift that everything was going to be digital. So basically all your media and all your music was going to be in the phone. And how are you going to consume it? Well, you need a pair of headphones in very many occasions. So what we did is that we saw that this big wave coming of demand for headphones, and we took a different approach to all the other ones. And I think it's exactly the same now with the boats, that we know that this change needs to happen. A lot of focus has been on the cars, and that is where it starts in the beginning. But of course, this is going to happen in the boats as well. So we kind of let the car industry educate and develop the technology, and we kind of surfing the wave on the side. And our ambition is to become the world's leading electric boat company. if we go back to 2016, it was just get something going on the water and then start to work with all the challenges, that is like speed, noise, distance, heating, etc. All the hydrodynamics, how do you get the boat to go as far as possible without consuming too much energy? So we tried so many things, and I can honestly tell you that 2019, that was a year full of blood. Like, it was like being in a theme park, and you know this game where it comes up the little thing and you're gonna knock it down. So as soon as we solved one problem, another one popped up. So it was a tough year, because we, at certain times during that period, we started to doubt if we were ever going to solve it. But then in 2020, we have had a really, really good year where we made some excellent achievements, and we have a technical team that is truly amazing and are solving a lot of the challenges with better expectations that I could envision. My ambition has always been, you know, to make a change, and that might sound a bit silly, but at the same time, I haven't worked for the money, but I do understand when I went through the bankruptcy that if I don't make money, there is no company and there is no future. So having a profitable company that is making money is part of the game, so to say. And off the sound, I could have stopped working and made just investments and so on. But I felt that I really wanted to be part of changing a segment that is really, really bad and haven't had that big focus how bad it is. But just being pretty good in math, you know, understanding again that the water has a density of 784 times, and how much petrol you're actually putting into the tank before you go out, is pretty easy to understand that the savings and the benefits is higher when it comes to electric boats and a sustainable world.
Conrad Bergström, founder and chairman of Xshore, speaking to me from Stockholm. My thanks to Conrad. You can check out the award-winning design of their boats at xshore.com. My thanks as well to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.